And Mabel Louise, good morning. Hi.
Good morning, and it's a beautiful day. Don't you love it? Even though it's cold outside. But hang in there. They tell us we're going to have some 30-plus degree weather. Wow. That'll be nice in the middle of winter, won't it? I know I'll love it. And how are you today? And perhaps you're wondering, where did Mabel Louise go? Haven't heard her on the air recently. That's right. And the answer to that is the loss of the sight in my left eye first. Had to go to Minneapolis to the eye hospital for surgery. And thank the Lord, the eye is restored and all healed and better than it used to be. How about that? Isn't the Lord good? Anything he does is always the best. And then right after eye surgery, I came down with the flu. And I'm still weak and still coughing. So if I cough, just blame that old flu, okay? And I'm sure that some of you out there have the flu and you're in bed and you're groaning, aren't you? Yes. And you know what? I even had the flu shot, and I bet you did too. Well, aren't you glad we can all say this too shall pass? Yep, that's a Bible term. And it's easy to say that because the Lord never leaves us. He's always with us, and he's always helping us. Isn't that great? Thank the Lord for healing power. Someone has said, and I like this, sometimes God lets you hit rock bottom so that you will discover that he is that rock at the bottom. How about that? Remember that. Maybe you should write that on a little piece of paper and put it at the top of your computer. Because we all have those bad days, those days, sick days and trouble days and whatever. But how awful that we sometimes forget what a great God we love and serve. And those bad days make us appreciate the good ones, right? Yes. Here's my verse for the day. I think it's a good one, and it kind of ties it all together for us. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. And I bet you're saying, amen, Mabel Louise. But aren't you glad for that little preposition there? But the Lord delivereth him out of all of them. How about that? That's right. So we can rejoice, can't we? Well, before I became ill, I was right smack dab in the midst of a series of messages concerning time and times. All of those terms mentioned in the Bible. And since we're still in the month of January, and because I don't want to throw away those messages and just toss them in the wastebasket, I'm just going to go right on and continue on in the series, and hopefully it'll be a blessing. And when you come to that portion of Scripture in your Bible reading, you'll say, oh, I remember when Mabel Louise talked about that little term and made it clear for us so that we know what it means. How about that? I hope that'll happen. So today I'm going to be talking to you about the term in the fullness of time. And this statement is found in verse 4 of chapter 4 of the book of Galatians. Let me read it to you. Now, my first reading is the King James, and it says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Lots of messages in that verse. And it goes on to say, I gotta include verse 6, because it says, and because we are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son, the Holy Spirit, into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. And that word Abba means daddy. Isn't that sweet? I love that term. And now I'm going to switch over to the New International, and it says, but when the time had fully come, that's a little bit different. And the Revised Translation says, at just the right time. And you know what? I like that one the best, because that really makes it clear that just at the right time, the Lord sent forth baby Jesus to be born and to have a ministry on earth, to die on the cross, and to be resurrected from the dead. All of those things to take place. It's so beautiful. So I was particularly blessed as I studied these versions describing God's timing. And Galatians 4:1 says, now I say that the heir, in other words, the one that's going to be inheriting the possessions, as long as he is a child, it differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. We have to learn about the Roman customs of the day to see what Paul is trying to say here. And I thought it was so interesting, I couldn't pass it up. I just love to read in my commentaries and also in my books that talk about living in Bible times, what it was like. And here's a perfect example. In a Roman home, the servants had charge of different possessions of the master. They lived in a big clan, and the servants would have charge of the different things that the master owned. And some of the servants would have charge of the house and the household duties. Some of them took care of the cattle, the camels, the sheep, and whatever stock that they had. Some kept records for the master, and others had charge of the children. And I thought this one was so interesting because the Holy Spirit was talking about adoption and children. So here's what happened, and I thought you would be interested. When a little child was born in the home, the servants would care for him or her and dress him in regular clothes so that he didn't look any different than the servants' children. Isn't that precious? And that child would play with the servants' children, and they all looked alike, played alike, did everything together. And in other words, even though he was the child of the master, he still had to obey the servants just like the other children did. So he was disciplined by the servants. And here's what Galatians 4:2 says, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. So what did Paul say over in Galatians? He said, it's time when the Father recognizes that his Son was capable of making decisions on his own, he considered that Son to be full grown. It was the Father that decided the maturity and not the laws of the land, such as we have in our country. Remember, either some things are 18, some things are 21. Well, when the Father made the decision, a big feast was held, a ceremony, if you please, and it was given in honor of that Son. and he was publicly announced as full grown. How about that? After this, the servants could no longer instruct him. So Paul continues on to say, even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. You see, the children of Israel were under so many rules and regulations by the Roman government. If you recall the Christmas story, under Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be taxed. You remember that? Times were so difficult. And here comes our Lord in perfect timing to the rescue and sends precious Jesus to redeem them that were under the law, that we might be received as the adoption as sons. Aren't you glad the Lord is in charge? Yes, he is. Now, I know what you're thinking. Where is he now, Mabel Louise? We need him in the USA. Yes, we do, but guess what? He hasn't changed. He hasn't moved. He's still here. He's still working behind the scenes. And we just need to remember that our God reigns. You believe that? You should, because he does. It's so good to be with you. Let me continue on my next broadcast. Bye-bye.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mabel Louise.